Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your midweek motivator with CB and the boys. With your hosts, Crystal CB Booker, and the boys, George Biker Boy Hallman, Roger Hawkins, and J. Lee Ducey Man Thomas. Get set for music, motivation, conversation, and fun. Now here's CB and the boys.
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to CB and the Boys. I am CB, your hostess with the mostest, and I got one of my boys in the building, Mr. George Biker Boy Hallman. What's up, George? And Mr. Roger Hawkins should be calling in as well, and hopefully maybe Mr. J. Lee Duchenan Thomas might possibly be calling in. What's up, George?
What's up?
We had some major technical difficulties, did we not?
Yep. Way beyond our control.
Yeah.
Our service providers went down due to the storms on the East Coast. And that was just a horrible situation.
That it was. But we are up and running now, ready to start the show. So everybody, welcome in. If you're just joining us, you're listening to CB and the Boys, who comes to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator, offering you music, talk, station, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So just sit back and relax and listen to the wonderful show that is CB and the Boys. And you can also catch our playback on iHeartRadio.com as well as ApplePodcasts.com. So without further ado, welcome to all those that are watching us on BeGo Live. And also welcome to all of those who are watching us on YouTube. And welcome to all of those watching us also on Facebook. So welcome, everyone. So we were supposed to have a guest tonight. Not sure if we will due to the technical difficulties. They may join us, and then again, they might not. So with that in mind, were you going to say, George?
I'm going to say, well, at least we up and running 30 minutes late. We worked out.
We did. Someone up there likes us because I was late.
Somebody likes us.
Yeah.
The internet god laid their hand on us.
Most definitely. Definitely. And as I was saying, you know, it was a situation that was beyond our control. So we can't blame ourselves for it. You know, things happen. So at least we're on, we're back, everything's good. So how are you doing? How are you feeling these days?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. No complaints at all. Back in good health.
That's good. Always
all that good stuff. I mean, pneumonia is no fun.
if there were, everyone would have it. So that is good. That is good. I'm glad that you are on the mend and back in good health. That's a good thing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. So what our topic was going to be, so we were talking about the challenges, these dumb challenges that people do. Now, the new one that's out is the milk crate challenge, which is really stupid, because one of the consequences of doing the milk crate challenge are a broken leg, a busted head, a busted tailbone, a broken back, and even death. So let's just throw that out there. So why do you think people are willing to risk their lives to do these challenges?
5 minutes of fame.
So is 5 minutes of fame worth your life?
No. Negative. You'd be famous and dead. You'd be famous and dead, or unpopular and alive. Which one do you want to be?
Like, you can get with this, get with that. Data said they are bored. They have to be. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know, I'm going to take a bunch of milk crates and just walk up the milk crates and see what happens. And it just makes no sense. No sense at all. Did you see the message, George?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It is. You know, the things that people do, it's just ridiculous. It makes no sense. Another challenge that I found really interesting as well was the cinnamon challenge. I remember when a lot of people were doing that. Did you ever do the cinnamon challenge?
No, I don't know about that one.
The cinnamon challenge, well, as you know, cinnamon was meant to not be consumed raw because, one, it's a powder, and it can solidify. So one of the problems, before I finish, we've got Mr. Roger Hawkins in the building. What's up, Roger?
I hear y'all. I hear y'all. What's going on?
It's like we're back in business.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. I mean, these are situations that were beyond our control, so at least we can't blame ourselves.
Yeah, we was ready and the internet wasn't.
Yeah, basically. So we already started the topic on these challenges that people are doing. And to reiterate, what I had just said, like some of the consequences of the milk crate challenge are a broken leg, a broken arm, a broken back, a busted head, a busted skull, or death. Those are pretty much some of the things that have happened since they started that challenge. My question that I posed was, why do you think people are willing to risk their lives to do these stupid challenges?
Well, I heard G say it earlier, and I agree. A, 5 minutes of fame. B, people are just, people are doing anything to, it's funny, trying to be original or stand out is only making you more typical, because all you're doing is doing what everybody else is doing. None of this is original. So, again, I'm not impressed with someone who's like, watch me do what you did earlier, and, you know, and then, you know, I'll see if I can do it better. It's dumb, and it's not useful. I don't know. I think people are kind of, you know, some people just like the idea of being the one to create the viral craze or to do something. People just want to go viral. That's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I'm so damn tired of all these catchphrases I keep screaming. I hate all of it. I hate the term going viral. I hate the term GOAT. I hate all that shit because it'll get run into the ground. Nobody has anything different to use as a description. He's the GOAT. She's the GOAT. It's like, ah, Jesus, shut the hell up. Same thing, going viral, you know. Everything goes viral, you know. People are literally killing, and I do mean literally killing themselves to go viral. I'm like, that's how you want to go out, huh? But, you know, I just don't think, you know, I don't think there's a lot of thought being put into it.
You know that catchphrase you just mentioned, the GOAT, I never figured that. I never really understood that anyway. Don't call me a GOAT. I don't want to be the GOAT.
Well, because people used to, you know, people said that about Ali and about other people, but it started out as, because what do you say? I am the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. Well, if you break that down into the starting letters, it spells out GOAT. So the first 100 or so times that it might have been thrown around, it was kind of cool. But now everybody is the damn GOAT. You know, LL Cool J had an album called GOAT back in like 2012 or something. But now it's being thrown around left and right because it's just that thing. And again, we also understand certain people, once they get a hold of something, they take it and run with it, you know, whether it be something we do from a dance standpoint, anything, fashion, anything like that. Once they get a hold of it in news and media, then they turn it into a happy catchphrase, and now it's going, and now, you know, then after a while, nobody's going to want to touch it next year. It'll be on to something else. But now that's the thing, to be the GOAT. And it's people that are doing, that have done things for like a year or two. Oh, he's the GOAT. See, it's lost all significance to me. You've got to go somewhere different now. You know, but yeah, it's just one of those. Somebody, the first couple of times, it was really cool because you go, oh, that's really cool. And then all of a sudden, like I said, you know, this guy ate more hot dogs than anybody. He's the GOAT. Ah, kill yourself. That shit hurts. So that's where we are.
Hey, if you eat more hot dogs than anybody, he deserves to be called a GOAT. Because that's what GOAT is.
A barnyard animal. But
one of them. A goat would not be the one that would come to mind. Pig, yeah, goat, not much.
What, you know what? What I think about the challenges, though, like stuff like that, what I think is interesting is people aren't breaking their necks to do, and again, I get it, it's not nearly as cool and stuff like that. And, you know, I know it kind of sounds like an old person talking, but, you know, people aren't doing challenges like, you know, how many houses can you rehab? How many families can you feed? That shit's not cool because it's not fun, it's not cute, it's not controversial. So, you know, something that you would want to quote-unquote go viral, that's never going to happen, and that's kind of always been the nature of the beast, the way of the world. You know, people aren't going to do anything substantial because it's kind of like, yeah, that's cool, but not fun or not funny. But, yeah, when you do dumb shit like jumping in front of a train, jumping back, eating a ton of cinnamon, walking beside your car, then, I mean, there's only a few that I can think of. I know that there are dozens and dozens more, so this is the latest in stupidity. But here's what I'm going to say to people. Please keep doing that shit. I need to watch people get hurt and fucked up because I'm never going to do it. So I need free entertainment because I don't have a lot of time to spare. So when I see the highlights of one of y'all breaking your leg, like I said, it makes my day. Thank you very much to all you dumbass. I would disown my kid if they did it, to be honest. I'm glad they, you know, I would. I was just saying that detrimental. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of them are pretty harmless.
Someone got seriously injured or hurt or killed
in almost every one, even if it's a one-off. So, you know, yeah, I probably have something to say about my own kid if they did something like that.
I mean, what would possess you to want to get outside your car and dance, walk along beside your car and taking a video, TikTok?
Yeah.
Because you saw somebody do it and it looked cool, not knowing maybe what was going on around or if it was set up. But, you know, listen, since we're talking about barnyard animals, what do I say all the time? People are sheep, shit. So, you know, I can see why they follow along and do whatever. Sure. Oh, that looks cool. Let me do it. And God forbid, you know, a singer or a rapper or an entertainer tells them to do it. But again, you know. We know how to get through to this generation. You know what? you want them to do something, no matter how goofy it is, tell them Meg Thee Stallion, tell them Drake, tell them Yeezy, tell them anybody like that said do it. They'll be out there killing themselves.
They would.
So,
well, won't you tell them the truth?
Tell them people go get a job. How about that?
That's what they need to be telling people.
Right. Go get a job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, go get a job. Go, if you want to follow suit, get a job. What I don't know, because like I said, I'm very glad to say I don't get a chance to look at too much these days because I am busy and I'm glad about it. But when I do see it, I just kind of did you guys hear that Kanye is going to be the latest to change his name legally?
To what?
What? To Just Ye.
Oh, yeah.
Just Ye. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, again, we have a long line of people going, all right. And if he said it for the right reason, I'd be like, yeah, you know how some people go, I just want to kind of separate myself from my slave owners or some bullshit like that was kind of halfway noteworthy. But no, he just wants to.
The slave owners were the from off. The slaves who had a choice, in his opinion. Give me a break.
Right. But I don't think that's part of it. I don't know. I didn't listen to it. But yeah, he just wants to change it to Ye. Just Ye. That's almost like I'm not going to dress, you know, I ain't going to dress no grown-ass man as delicious or some shit like that, you know. Like, come on. Let's just get ridiculous with it. Like, come on, man. So, yeah, there's that. But again, this guy, love him or hate him, he's got a brilliant mind, which most weirdos do. Most really, really brilliant people are completely nuts. So he follows suit with that. I mean, I heard he's been making millions on his listening parties, and the album hasn't come out, and he's really not even worried about when it's coming out, you know, which is kind of crazy, but genius. But again, I'm not going to fall in with that.
Kind of crazy, so. That's nothing new. Yeah. Nothing he does shocks me anymore. So I'm just
And again, don't fault him for it. I don't fault him for it. It's just like he's not the fool. If someone's following him, we are. Or if we're, you know, allowing someone like that to influence us, our children, whomever, then yeah, who's the fool? Not him. Shit, if I could, you know, start any kind of a trend and get the rest of y'all to jump onto it and I get rich off of it, guess what? You're my new partner, all of you. So I can't fault him for that, but I just can't follow him on that.
He knows how to create controversy and keep people looking at him, keep his name
Well, since you mentioned Megan Thee Stallion, I do have an announcement. She is going to be featured on the remix version of BTS's Butter. So it's going to be Butter featuring Megan Thee Stallion. So shout out to Megan Thee Stallion.
Well, I don't give a shit about the song, but tell me when the video comes out. Have mercy.
Well, you know, unless she goes to Korea, they will make it work, but it'll be interesting.
Right, because, I'm like, that's difficult.
But it's guaranteed to go number one, I guarantee you that. And she is going to be walking to the bank quite happily after this song comes out.
Already walking to the bank quite happily.
Right, I mean, it's a great collaboration, but I think they're all, suffice it to say, they're all pretty much already banking. So, yeah, I think it's a great match. They, you know, they know what they were doing. It's strictly a good move. It's a power move. It's a money move. It's a good move. Big up.
And so it comes out on Friday. So I will play next week. So we'll play it next week and check it out. But the release comes out Friday. So I'm really looking forward to that. Adding that to my iPod.
Yeah, I can imagine about what that video is going to be like.
Nobody understands the words, but it's a lot of ass. Keep going.
Are they old enough to be that rock, to box for rocking the show? I'm just wondering.
Yeah. They're all grown.
That's going to be
they're all in their late
20s. Borderline jailbait.
Well, no, but you know, we as a culture, you know, we kind of age very slowly and in reverse sometimes too. The Asian persuasion does as well. I will give them that, you know, because again, we all kind of generate from the same area, believe it or not. So yeah, with a lot of people of Asian descent and directly from, you know, various Asian and Eastern countries do the same thing. So they look young, but, you know, they're adults. Things like that. Not saying other cultures don't, but y'all know the drill. You know, we got the Benjamin Button thing going on.
Well, I was listening to some of the other challenges that are out. Have you done the cinnamon challenge?
I've done none, and I won't. None of those. None of those.
Well, the cinnamon challenge is dangerous because it wasn't meant to be ingested the way people are ingesting it. Which is why people cough when they do it, because cinnamon, when it's, you know, wet, it starts to harden. And so that's what happens when you try to swallow. You can't swallow it because it starts to harden in your throat, which in turn can harden in your lungs, and you could die of asphyxiation because you can't breathe for doing something stupid. Another one is the milk challenge, where you try to drink as many gallons of milk as you can. Like, why?
That'll kill you.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, you realize cinnamon,
or maybe it's been a lot of
cinnamon. It's bark. It's tree bark. That's what cinnamon is. It's like shaved wood, if you will.
Yeah.
It's a spice, but you're right. It's not meant to be ingested in their. It's like go outside and bite the back of your damn deck. It's kind of the same thing, but people don't understand it. See, you know, some people are too dumb to be allowed. Do you guys remember the Darwin Awards? They need to bring that back. And, I mean, it's not that I'm saying I want to see people die and things like that, but they just need to bring it back because some people are just kind of too stupid to be allowed. And then as far as, like, the milk challenge and things like that, yeah, because you know what? You can – too much – remember what Mama used to say? Too much of anything will kill you or it's not good for you. So, you know, you've heard of hazing incidents where they made people drink gallons of water and they just flat out died. Water, which is the best – so, you know, substance on earth for you can still kill you, taken in too much quantity. So same thing with milk or anything like that. It's just amazing what people don't think about, because usually your body tries to idiot-proof itself by purging and kicking it out, but sometimes there's a brain inside the skull that is functioning so poorly that it refuses to accept the signs given to it by said body, and you know, and things go wrong. So that's where all, you know, and again, the people that think these up are probably pretty damn sadistic anyway and aren't doing it themselves. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Well, another thing that is going around, another new trend, is pouring vodka in your eyeballs. It's supposed to get you drunk faster.
What? Hold on. I'm going to spell this before I say it. Y'all know what I'm about to say. Capital THAFUQ. The fuck? But, okay. Look, most of us need glasses and shit as it is. Most of us already are having a little bit of issues getting up there, meeting contacts and whatnot. So I'm going to deliberately put that. And you know what? I understand the premise. Okay, because you remember, back in college, back in the 80s and 90s, people were doing the whole soaking tampons and shoving them up their ass to get drunk quicker. You realize your skin is full of pores, and therefore, yes, there is, I don't want to call it logic because that dumb shit is not logical, but there is some science behind, you know, using non-traditional orifices, shall we say, to ingest things like alcohol, things like that. So, yeah, you know what? Again, I need everybody out there doing that. Don't use vodka. Use Everclear. Put Everclear in your eye. You'll get drunk way faster, you dumb son of a bitch. So go ahead and do that. You know? Don't use good expensive whiskey or scotch because I drink that. But by all means, use some Everclear. That shit, you know, degrease engines. Dumbass. Sorry, I can't. I I'm allergic to stupid like that, so just, come on.
You know,
I ain't telling you to drink bleach like some people, but you know what? Do what you do.
The milk is going real big now. Is, you know, you got these hookers, right? And you know how a hookah looks, just basically a big bone. You know, you put water in the bottom
right,
of
right,
it.
Yeah. You know? I got one. Yeah, I own one.
Well, okay. Well, now they're putting the alcohol in the bottom of it instead of water.
They're doing what?
You can't leave shit alone.
Put alcohol in the hookah. And where the hookah water goes, instead of putting water in, put alcohol in there. And when they smoke the hookah, they get drunk.
Holy.
Chris, have you ever done hookah? I'm sure you have. Have you done hookah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know how, and of course, you know, if you have a decent one or whatever, how the water helps pull the smoke and things up and the tobacco up, mine it without the impurities. I mean, it's pretty good if it's smooth and things like that. Now, I can't imagine you're already taking pulls on that. You're getting that straight shot of nicotine. And then on top of that, just chase it with some vodka or some alcohol. I mean, I don't understand wanting to get, we're not frat boys and girls. We're not young. What's the rush to go from zero to messed up in 18 seconds? Like, what's on the other side? I mean, I think we've all been faded in our life. We've all been under the influence. You're in that big of a rush to get there. There goes the rest of your night. But, you know, I get it. Everybody try something different. You know, I do my shit separately. How about that? I got to have something to do with my hands, you know. You know, so I'll keep my effort, thank you. But, wow, I can't even imagine. Lack of oxygen, lack of everything, huh? Damn, that's rough.
Yeah, God said they have to pass stomach.
Oh, I am. I think I'm going to bring mine when we come, though. Yeah, we need to do. I'm bringing mine when we go to Florida. Or we'll find a spot. You think I can get that on the boat?
No.
We'll just lay you out and pour vodka down your eyeballs.
No, I'm not. My vodka goes in my glass. My shit goes in my glass.
You don't want to take an eyeball shot?
Now, that's called a right or left hook where I'm from, and now I don't. That's called good punch. That means you didn't zig when you zagged and shit. Nah, I'm cool like that.
Try this on.
Right. I think I'll pass on that thing.
They had this shot they called a barrel shot.
Right? A barrel shot.
And yeah, so what they do is they take a person and put them on the stretcher, on the backboard, you know, like the ambulance have, a backboard, the flat board. And they strap you down to this board. They hold you inverted. You're inverted, so you're feet up, head down. And they pour a shot
already
down.
Already bad,
I think. They pour a shot down your mouth. And then you got like four or five guys holding you up on this board. So they take the board and spin it, rotate it, like five or six times. And then they stop, give you another shot, and then they spin you like five or six times. And then they stop, give you another shot, and spin you like five or six times. That was like the craziest thing.
I mean, you know what? Do what you do.
I actually have a video. You know, sure. I have a video of that. I have a video of this guy that was doing it on his birthday, and I recorded it in my phone.
Yeah, right.
It's called a burl shot.
Hey.
I'm like, you know, I bet it is. Board spinning me around, throwing shots down my throat in the process. I mean, those people come
up. Hey, you know what? Here's what I'll say. I'll watch anything. I'll watch just about anything. Shit ain't going to be me. But I'll watch anything. You know what? I appreciate the free entertainment. Who's not doing something like that is yours true. I'm pretty traditional when it comes to a lot of things. I'm contemporary on some, but old school and others, that's one of them. I'll take my booze the old fashioned. How about it? The most you can do is put mine in some barbecue or maybe rum cake, but yeah, I'm cool on that. Next thing you know is, you know, pour some shit down your ear, you know, plug it up your ass. I don't know.
One of our viewers, Erica, says, since it doesn't go to the liver, it is easier to be poisoned.
Yeah. There's that. Yeah, man, now you make you unemploying you're unemploying your liver. Ain't that some shit? Damn. Even body parts can't keep jobs. Well, y'all killing me. Y'all could do better.
But I'm still reeling over pouring liquor in your eyeballs. I'm like, I hate putting drops in my eyes. I couldn't even fathom putting liquor in my eyes. It just makes no sense.
Any of my friends will tell you, I'm so pathetic, I only got contacts to play football better. And I hated putting them in for several years I used them. When I stopped playing football, I literally stopped wearing contacts. How shitty is that? I'm terrible. I'm like, hey, my vision's fine. I don't like the idea of putting very much in there. And I mean, I can, you know, I can do it. But anything that's going to burn or, you know, probably cause discoloration and all kinds of other issues, I can't even imagine that. Straight up alcohol, huh? Not to mention impurities and all that other good stuff. You look like you got damn jaundice. that's cool. But yeah, I got to talk. Guess what? I know for those of y'all who aren't aware, G, I'm just going to say it to you because I know your cousin doesn't know. Y'all know Ron Jeremy's about to go to jail.
What the hell?
Who?
What did he do?
Who'd he do shit? I mean, who didn't he do? he's about to go to jail. That boy got about 30 sexual charges. Okay, Crystal, I know you don't know, sweetheart. I'm kind of glad you don't. He's one of the oldest and original porn stars. They call him I was in a movie with him. I mean, we didn't meet, but I was in a movie with him. He filmed his day, I filmed my day, and no, it wasn't a porn. But, I had to make that disclaimer. I had to put that out there because he was gonna go left quickly.
He reminds me of Albano. Remember Captain Lou?
Look at you. All right. But he looks like Captain Lou Albano's shitty old stunt double now. He looks terrible, but man, he's like Saturday. But here's the thing. Yeah, you can make all these people go down now that they're old and half dead anyway. I get it. It's almost like, it's kind of like, you know, we're just doing this, you know, to kind of appease people that have been yelling about it for however long. So, yeah, but he's about to go down. So I'm going to have to follow that a little bit just because the original Harry, you know, Dick Slanger.
All right.
All right. So what do we got here?
Looks like our guests are on hold. Let me bring our guests in. All right. Welcome, Shayla and DJ Dan Tanner, who is the first DJ to bring music and hip-hop to Las Vegas. So we have a legend in our midst, guys. Welcome to CB and the Boys.
How'd you know that, Crystal? How'd you find that out?
You told me.
Right.
I think Shayla was on.
Oh, yeah.
On.
Hi, Shayla. Welcome. Congratulations on your song. We really like your music.
Oh, thank you so much. Which ones you like the most, or that you can vibe to a lot?
For me, All Eyes on Me. I really like All Eyes on Me.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
All Eyes on Me, and Never Intended.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
My favorite is All Eyes on Me.
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
Thank you.
Oh, so y'all like that single, All Eyes on Me? I like it too. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So, with that being said,
let's hit it.
We're going to go ahead and pump them jams right quick. So, All Eyes on Me, Shayla.
Thank you. with other artists and or their projects or events, but now it's
I'm taking more time to put in into my work, into my projects, and now I have the right team to work with me, and I'm excited for this decade to come. Like, I'm really excited. This is crazy. So I'm ready. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's
That's
up.
Awesome.
Who have you worked with? I mean, have you worked with anyone outside of, you know, anyone that, you know that we would maybe know a little more mainstream, or are you just working with your select group and then that kind of helps you get your feet wet before really jumping out there? Because this sounds like a really good effort for it being your first real foray into this.
Thank you. No one mainstream. This is, like I said, like I'm just getting out there. People are like, I'm just getting my brand, my work out there to the public so they can see what I'm working
right
with at the moment. So I'm new at this. I'm ready. But I would love to work with people that's mainstream and you know, see how that turns out. I'm always open, but no, I'm just getting started.
Okay. Now, where are you located right now?
I'm in Las Vegas right now.
Okay, and this, are you from Vegas, or are you did you move here, or you know?
No, I'm born and raised. I was born and raised in California. It's from Inglewood.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, you're still pretty much a West Coast girl, but I got you. But hey, you know what? That's what's up, because I like the fact that she's like, look, you know, I'm kind of fresh in here. I'm ready to go. The reason I like that is because you get a lot of people going, yeah, I've been at this 10, 15 years, and I ain't but 12 years old. So I like the fact that you're saying, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to kick it in, because guess what? At this point, you know, anybody that gets a hold of you is definitely going to have something good on their hands, because, you know, you haven't been tainted. You've got a good sound, and there's nothing but – there's nowhere to go but up, I believe. So, you know, best
Thank
of luck,
so
and trust
much.
Me, we'll definitely push you in every way we can. I like your energy. I like how you – you know, I like your – just I just like how you vibe. So we'll do what we can
Thank
on this.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
Do you write your song?
Yes. That song that you just listened to, All Eyes on Me – I wrote it, and the beat, the instrument was by a producer named Nolan Mercier. He's on my Instagram. You can follow him, Nolan Mercier. He's a really great producer, because that song was originally created for a faster beat, a faster tune, and it sounds completely different from how I you know, how I structured the song with the faster beat. But that beat was sold by the time I finished the song, writing down my lyrics, and it was another producer that had that faster beat. He's like, oh no, I sold the beat already. I was like, oh no. So I wanted to keep my lyrics, and like I said, such a great song. So he had introduced me to Nolan, and Nolan was like, I don't even want to hear that faster beat. The song, I mean, the sound that you were singing it to.
Yeah.
I just want to hear you sing it a cappella. So he had me sing the song a cappella. And a couple of days later, he came up with this beat. And I said, oh my God, this is crazy. I love how this sounds. And it fits for my voice. So he was able to listen to my tone and my sound. And he put the instruments together. And that's how we came up with this original, All Eyes on Me.
Nice. Yeah, I really like it's a groove. It's a perfect song to just get in your car and just drive. I really like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So listen to it all you want. You know, you can download on any music platform, YouTube, Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music. It's on all music platforms. So enjoy. I'm really appreciated, and I look forward to making more great music on the way. And we have some performances coming up, so we'd love for you guys to be a part of that also. One thing we're really pushing is the 15th of September. I'm going to be performing out here on that month, so I'd love for you guys to save the date. It's special by my God, the battle. He's definitely a part of that. Definitely. So cool.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I definitely get your information. I've got a good friend out in Vegas that does some managing and promotions and has made some pretty good connections. So we'll definitely get together and talk because, again, from another individual who's in the business and really making pushes and great energy, I think you two might vibe. So we'll definitely make that happen if she's not already going to be there. So yeah, we'll definitely get together on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So who are some of your musical influences?
I have a lot. my favorite artist of all time, right, growing up listening to is Aaliyah, of course. I love listening to Aaliyah. May she rest in peace. I know today is her anniversary of her passing.
Yeah.
But I love Aaliyah. I love listening to even oldies, Anita Baker. She's one of my favorites. I was up to listen to her. Destiny's Child. So many people I can name. Justin Timberlake, Timberland. It's just so many artists. Stevie Wonder. I listen to different genres, different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
Every, you know, if it's the music, I listen to it. You know, I grew up in musical family culture.
That's good, though.
It
makes you well-rounded musically, which is what almost anybody who's worth anything is going to tell you. They're going to say, you know, I don't just do, you know, this, that, and the third. I do music. Big difference. So that's good, you know. Good is good no matter what genre it comes from.
Right. So, I mean, that's when people ask me, they say, oh, what type of music do you listen to? I just say I listen to good music. I don't really have, like, a set genre. If it sounds good, I'm going to listen
right.
to it. Whether
you
it be
just
pop,
say yes.
Yeah, jazz. Because you can take a piece of you can take a piece of sound
You kind of drifted out. We didn't catch the last thing you said, huh?
Oh,
yeah, it sounds like you're driving.
Oh, no. I said you can take a piece of I was saying you can pretty much take a piece of sound. Like, you can take a style, like, go to each style, each genre of music, whether it's jazz, hip-hop, classical artists, and combine all of those genres together, and you can create a new piece of art, you know, a new piece.
Right.
And that's how I look at music, like, combine all the genres together and make something new.
Well,
that's
how
you know. I when it comes to music, I love being creative. I love thinking outside the box, and I love listening to other artists' music and appreciating their style, and just like in enjoying and on that end, and that helps me become creative with my art, also.
That's
really
good.
You have to give other people credit that did it first because, or, you know, or just giving credit to people that are doing the same thing because, you know, sometimes a different ear, you know, coming from a different angle, much like you mentioned the beat, just the speed of the beat alone, you know, made a difference. So, you know, you have
right.
to always have your mind and your ear open to whatever's out there because you just never know what's going to strike you a certain way. So that's good that you're open to that. You sound like, you know, you want to be a student of this particular game. That is probably the best way to stay in it long.
Right. You know, I learn from the big dogs. Gotta learn from the big dogs, you know. Take it from the pros.
There you go. All right.
They lead the way.
That's That's what's happening.
That's what, good. That's a quote my guy was saying, this when students become teachers. When students become the teachers.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So the next song we're going to play is Never Intended. Can you tell us a little about that one?
Yes. This song, I wrote it when I was feeling emotional over relationships and feeling not only, it's not only, you know, telling a story off of experiences that I've been through in heartbreaking relationships or in general, but other people's experiences also, like where I have friends or people in general just coming about what they've been through and how they had their heart broken and or how it just didn't work out with someone. And I put all that together through emotions and, you know, being a person that's an empath on, feeling other people's feelings and taking on their emotions and putting my emotions out there. That's how I was able to create this song. And so it's more of like a love story. So I created a love story with Never Intended. And I guys enjoy it. Like, you know, just listening to it, it's, here's some key points, or maybe it's some key points in there that you can relate to, or, you know, in relationships, or maybe it can tie into a love story that you once had. So I wanted this song to connect with people's feelings on how they are when it comes to romance or a special person in their life, or someone that, you know, maybe broke their heart or didn't work out for them. It's like an emotional song on that note.
Wonderful. Well, here all is right. Never Intended.
And I wanted to throw out there before, for those of you who are viewing us or on the platform, I'm also putting up a portrait of Shayla as we play this song. Of course, those of you on Blog Talk Radio won't be able to see it. Here we go.
Thank you.
Tell me, my heart real heavy. Yeah, but I wanna go.
That's all you wanted, huh? That's all you wanted.
Yeah, that is beautiful. That is beautiful.
You show right. You show right.
What really? So I explained to you guys the reason why, like the meaning that I put behind that song.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I wrote it, what inspired me to write it, like I told you the reason why I wrote it, but what inspired me to write it is
mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody I was really interested in speaking at the time. And I you know, it's so hard for me just to explain this, like, over the phone and especially over the radio station. But at the time, I was talking to this person, like, I was really interested. But they were in a position to where it's like, you know, they wasn't really, you know, they were acting like, oh, you know, they're too big of a person for to be giving me their time. Like, they wasn't giving me their time in it, like I wanted them to. And later on, I ended up being rejected a few months afterwards. Like, you know, their way of, you know, breaking up with me is just not calling me or not talking to me anymore. And that really hurt me at that moment. But I just had to excuse my language, but I'm not going to say, but I have to woman speak up and just, you know, let it is what it is. I'm not about to sit and pout over this, but, you know, I am in my feelings. And I'm going to just keep it pushing. So that's why I was just like, you know, if you gone, then be gone and just be happy and be at peace. That's all I wanted. Like, that's all I ever wanted. And, like, when it comes to me, like, I'm a very loving and caring person. So when it comes to me being in a relationship, the older I get, I don't want to be taken for granted or, I want things between me and that person to really respect one another and make each other happy. So that's how I said at the time, like, all I wanted was just for you to be happy. I didn't intend any of this to happen. I didn't intend this for us. Like, I didn't intend for us to, like, not be together. That's how I felt at that time. So that's what made me write that song in that moment. I you know, when I get into my feelings or when I feel some type of way, that's when I start writing. And the person that I was working on music with at the time, I heard the beat and I really felt the instrumental, and I was just like, I want that track, because what I'm feeling right now, what I'm going through, I want to write. And I feel like I can write to that. That's how it is.
I think that's wonderful.
I think that's how a lot of songs. Yeah, I think that's how a lot of songs come about, exactly that way. So that's, you know, again, you're following suit with a lot of great songwriters and artists for you, because the best music obviously comes from, you know, within real experiences and something you actually felt. And then the good thing about it is the way it's being delivered and stuff like that, people are obviously going to be able to relate. So that's just going to add to the appeal of it. So, you know, yeah. Right now, like I said, you got a good thing going.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. Let me ask you, because I know that I've had this problem, and I know that our co-host guest, Mia Costa, has had this problem as well. But when you're a beautiful woman, people think that our lives are perfect, that we don't experience rejection, that that we can have anybody that we want. So let me ask you, what has your experience been with that? Like, what advice would you give to some youth who are struggling with broken hearts or rejection or something along those lines? What advice would you give to them?
That's a good question, because, you know, situation I've been in, it's always been like the same outcome for like in different situations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know because, like, you know, men are different. Like, I don't know how to just, you know, not even just with just men, but from my experience, you just have to know what you want, and you have to put your foot down if something's not right, or if you don't, you always go with your intuition. That's what I say. Always go with your intuition, and if you don't feel comfortable about a certain situation or think that you want to express freely with your partner, always do so. Like, communication is key, and you should always communicate.
Hey, Mike,
right, right. And if that person is shutting you out and doesn't want to communicate with you or try to understand you from the level that you're coming from, then maybe that person isn't with you. And we're all here on this earth to get by the day. Each day has its own anxiety. So I would tell the young people, like, don't stress it. Like, you have so much youth, you have so much to live for, and you know, if it doesn't work out with that person, it probably was never intended for you guys. Or just, you know, just wish them well, and it's you know, and continue to be your best and be good at what you do. But I think it always should be in relationships, like, you know, it should always be fair between you and your partner to respect each other's, you know, each other's space. And I mean, when you're in a relationship, you're no longer like single. You know, you're working together. It's a partnership. So you guys are working together to get along. It's always going to be differences. Nobody is perfect. You know, you might have similarities with the person, but it's always going to be differences. Like, everybody is different. So I would say, you know, people that used to have their heart broken, may not work out at the time, but just keep going. You know, you want to keep going and focus on yourself. Like, you have to love yourself first. You have to love yourself first. And if it didn't work out with a person, you don't ever want to say, like, you're not worthy, because you are worthy.
Right.
That's what it is. You're worthy of someone that's treating you like how you deserve to be treated. And I've been called, my friends call me hopeless romantic so many times. Like, that's what they call me. They just say, "Shay, you're just a hopeless romantic." Like, that's just how, you know. But, like,
hey, it's better than just being hopeless.
That's all right.
Nothing wrong with it.
But I mean, did I answer that right?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Your honest answer is always right, huh? Your honest answer is always right.
And then sometimes I can ask those in-depth questions, so you did good.
Shayla, you should always stick around for one of our segments where we kind of get into questions very similar like this, maybe tonight or another night or things, because we tend to get a lot of different, you know, real-world answers, and kind of the way you just flowed, you know, we get some interaction from some of our, you know, some of our family members that call in. This is what we call them, I guess, our family. And you'd be amazed at how many people think very much alike, and how some people have a different view of things. But I think all in all, it gives a lot of us food for thought and things to kind of, you know, go over in our own daily lives. So, yeah, I think that could be of some use to a lot of people. So, yeah, but again, all that to say, man, there is no right or wrong answer. You did, you know, you gave the answer from the heart. So that's cool.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, because I would say the best way I could put it is, when it comes to love, you know, just know what you want. Know what you want and don't settle for that. Go for what you want.
Very well said.
There you go. Go for what you want. Go for what you want.
I don't know what people are talking about. You got to lower your standards. Only way from here is up. So what you mean, lower your standards? I ain't lowering nothing.
Exactly. Yes.
That part.
Exactly. I like that in you. Now it's time for some pajamas. So what was the thought process behind pajamas and high heels?
So I co-wrote that song. One of my managers, one of the guys on my management team, his name is he goes by Lo Diggs. He wrote this song. He came up with the idea, and our goal is we want this song to go viral. We want the ladies to get sexy and they're cute, you know, pajamas and get some cute heels and go out with their girls and just, you know, party, have a good time. That's the whole idea of that song. So when he gave me the idea, he brought the idea to me, it's like pajamas and heels. I automatically fell in love with it. He let me listen to the beat. And I said, I like this. Let's go right here. Let's go. So, you know, from his version, he was showing me, like, how to say it. And I was like, okay. But after that, like, it was only, like, a little bit that he, like, was rapping to me, like, you know, give me ideas of how to start it to be. And then from there, I have to, you know, I have to take it to my own hands. So it's time for me to record. Like, you know, I'll put my spice to it, my little flavor, shade play to the song. And I was just like, I really got to make this song go because this is one of those songs that we wanted people to, like, really, you know, dance to and make a TikTok song for it, like make a TikTok dance, like, because this is a song that girls would really love. I can even hear it in the strip club. Like, I want to see some strippers dance to this song. I'm just saying.
I love the aspiration. I want strippers dancing to my shit. That's great. I've never heard that, ever.
Be having that cute shoes. They be having their cute heels on the floor. It's pajamas and heels. I'll be, and they had nice. I mean, you know, folks be having those things like, what is it, a pajama party night at a club?
Mm-hmm.
That can be
yeah.
a great way to get started. Pajamas and heels.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong.
I still think
yeah.
you single should be All Eyes on Me. I think that'd be a good one too. To introduce
you know where Vegas, you know what Vegas is about? Vegas is about pajamas and heels. No, really, no pajamas but heels. I don't know. But that's what's up. I'm only assuming by pajamas you really mean like lingerie and nighties and things like that because, sorry, I can't picture the furry onesies with the buttons on the ass and the footies being overly sexy. Not saying they can't be, but I think we're talking a little more sheer, a little more see-through, a little less is more.
Grown and sexy. That's the pajamas and heels we're talking about, grown and sexy.
Right on.
All right.
It's a fun song. It's just a fun song to vibe out to, and you know, make a cute TikTok dance, and you know, have people go have fun on it. It can go both ways, grown and sexy, and it doesn't have any cuss words in it, so that the kids can vibe out to. They can get in their pajamas and dance to it, however you want to put it. So it can go both ways.
All right. Well, here is pajamas and heels.
Groceries. throw on my heels. Red bottoms, I got them. Apple girl by Pinky do fluff up my do and I'm outie. Woo! Apple girl by Pinky do fluff up my do and I'm outie. I'm clocking, honey. This my mailbox money. Check the balance in my account and the content sell it for me. I admit I'm a big one. Sometimes I dress like a big son. I can't help what my mama gave me. Got wop soup in my kitchen. Yo man, how you, hon? I just might bless him, but I am not you, hon. Cause y'all is messy. Sexy, I got it, you feel me? You feel me? You feel me? And I keep it real, G. Real, G. Real, G. Gotta do nothing, cause I keep it real. In my pajamas and heels, yeah, yeah. In my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels, yeah, yeah. In my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels, yeah, yeah. In my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels, yeah, yeah. In my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels. Pretty on fleek, pretty on fleek. Everybody wants to get a taste of me. I'm awake, don't sleep. I keep it so trill and I turn up the heat. Yeah, yeah, in my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels. Yeah, yeah, in my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels. Yeah, yeah, in my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels. Yeah, yeah, in my pajamas, in my pajamas and heels.
All right, pajamas and heels.
That's wild. Right, PJ Stiletto. I'm going to say this, and I hope you take it the right way. That had a Beyonce vibe to it.
Thank you.
By that I mean it sounded, you know, again, if you guys were on stage together and you were doing respective verses, I think you could have flowed with it. Not that she's a rapper, but she has enough range to do that. So obviously, we like your voice and we like your songs and things like that. This switched it up a little bit, but it showed the range to me. So for that, I take my hat off to you. You know, some people are into R&B, some people are into this, and again, you know, this could be something that might end up in a club. But you know, I'm just letting you know that you definitely have the chops to be in the arena with some of the people that you already hear out there. So just, you know, keep pushing, girl. Keep doing you. Just keep on, you know, refining your work. You get there.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Oh, Beyonce is one of my favorite.
She might be the next Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
But I mean, if you think about it, the way the song flows, again, and that's where a lot of producers are pushing their music, with kind of the way that flows. So again, from a production standpoint, I think your team, you know, kind of took a hold of what's going on, especially right about in this time in history. You know, you have a hook that people are going to remember. You know, your words are, you know, able to be understood, even if, you know, but you still threw a little bit of that country girl flow in there, and that's kind of where things are going right now. So having an album with, you know, some good slow jams and stuff like that, and then to kind of switch it up, you're going to find some people that are definitely going to like it, but you're going to have something for everybody. So it's good to have variety. It's what I'm hearing coming from your camp.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
A lot about the new music that's coming out is that it's so short. Like, songs are like 2 minutes long. And I'm from an era where, you know, we had 7-minute songs and sometimes 10-minute songs. And this 2-minute stuff, this is new because it's like you're grooving and you're into the song. And
you're also from an era where they had 4 songs on a whole damn album. You're dating everybody here, girl.
Right.
I have some more songs.
You got 3 songs on one side of an LP and 3 on the other. There's your album.
Yep.
Well, I have songs that I haven't released yet, but it's off of the box, but I don't know. Maybe the songs are becoming short because people's attention span is.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. It's pretty stupid.
That makes sense.
Yeah, think about it. We want to pull up our phone, see an Instagram or a TikTok video, laugh at it, and keep moving. So I think it is kind of attention spans are pretty much microwave now. So there may be something to that.
Yeah, it's like they're making songs that are catered to TikTok because most of the TikTok ones are stored anyway. So that makes
right,
a lot of
right.
sense. That makes a lot of
sure.
sense.
But don't get me wrong, guys. I don't want to make microwave music. I like to make music that people can really enjoy and they can just listen to over and over and over. Like, I don't want them to be like, okay, this burnt out is this next one. But my goal is to make an album because, you know, I noticed, you know, nowadays a lot of artists barely make albums. And I know
uh-huh.
that because of the budget you have to have and everything, a lot of things cost money and it can be expensive to, you know, to have like a good album, you know, to work on. So that's my goal. I want to be able to work on an album, have it distributed and get it out.
Well, realize. Yeah, to realize, I mean, a lot of artists that have albums, even not years ago, started with one song or on a mixtape or, you know, a performance. So, yeah, that should be your ultimate goal. But realize you don't have to wait to have an album before, you know, you start to get your airplay and things take off. Now, you should always have, your songs kind of in the tank. In case someone comes and goes, hey, want to put you on tour or we want to cut and then do that. So you should have your material available, but I'm sure, you know, you've been selecting and writing things like that. So not to put the cart before the horse, but, yeah, as long as you've got, like CB said earlier, you know, you've got a couple of different ones out there and, you know, which one maybe you release first may make all the difference in the world. In terms of people go, hey, we definitely want something from this young lady, and go from there.
Okay.
And then you just, you know, you have to get a certain number. But I've seen 17, 20-song albums. We've seen, like I said, like Crystal said, you know, 8-minute, 5-minute songs and things like that. It's not going to happen like that today. Should I listen to the extended cut of Atomic Dog today? It took me damn 20 minutes to get from home to the gym. And I was still Atomic Dogging. So it doesn't happen like that too much anymore. I think the budget plays a part, you're right. But there are a lot of things. Attention span, you know, it goes on and on.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm actually getting inspired off of Nas's new album, The King's Disease. She was
uh-huh.
good on that
uh-huh.
album. I've been going through, like, you know, artists' new album releases, but this one is like, I really like it. I really like the artwork on this album. And I got to give credit to my guy because he's the one who put me up on it. Okay, I like this. This is nice.
Again, yeah, get your influences from anywhere. You never know where you're going to, you know, pick up a tidbit. Again, obviously, Nas being one of my favorite artists as well, but you can't go wrong. Yeah, it's a very intelligent brother. And what's interesting is if you learn more about the individual, you'll start to realize a lot of these people are so much deeper than their music. These people are, they're inventors, they're brand owners, they're company owners. They have a resume a mile long. Music just led them down a certain path, and it gave them the resources and the access to do a lot of other things. Very, very, I mean, like I said, this brother's sharp. He's really, really on another level. So, again, if you're going to pick somebody to kind of look at and emulate, that's definitely a good call. It's not just so much the album and music and all that, but go behind the music, as they say, and really study up on some of the things this guy has done. You'll be really, really amazed. Not a bad role model.
Right.
Yeah. One of,
yeah, I like Nas.
Yeah.
Nas is cool. He's got good music.
Nas is that dude. He's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
He's telling his listen to an album. I love listening to a person's story. It's all about a story. But I like listening to the story behind the music. And that's what I try to implement.
Right.
Also, I want to implement a story. But where you actually, you know, you listen to it and like, oh, she said that. Oh, that's what happened. Oh, for real? Girl, you know.
It'll make it memorable. A story makes everything memorable. So you're right. I mean, that there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is wrong. That is all right. That's funny. Well, I think hopefully, like I said, you know, if you guys are rocking on the 15th, there may be a possibility we'll get a chance to do an interview or something like that because, I'm available and things like that. So maybe we can get to check you out, interview you post show or things like that. We'll see what happens. But we do our best to promote anyone that comes on because that's family to us. And like we've got some artists that are going to be rocking with us next summer or next spring. When we, you know, head out to the southeast and do a show out there. And so, like I said, we support everyone that supports us. So definitely be on the lookout for, you know, hearing from us, and we'll definitely keep pushing and promoting. You know?
Yes, I have you guys locked in now. So it's on.
Yeah.
Keep listening. You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry.
Bring it home. Okay?
That's fantastic. That's good.
Well, thank you guys. Like I look forward, to expanding, a bond. And I'm really honored to be on you guys' radio station. It's the first time being on a radio station. My music being I really appreciate you guys' support. So that just puts that puts energy into my system, get the ball rolling and keep going. So that I'm really happy about this. So yeah.
Well, you definitely have a great future ahead of you. You're very talented, intelligent, and I think you're going to do well in this industry. Just, be grounded, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. And, that's the advice I can give you.
I want my enemies far away. Keep them away.
General Wallace. we should open up a whole different segment on that one, but we'll explain later. We'll revisit that one. General Custer just went left on me. Stonewall Jackson and shit. Boy, Chingo.
This is the music industry that we're talking about.
It is cutthroat, though. She's right. I'm joking. It is cutthroat, and you do have to keep your eyes open and your head on the swivel. And again, she's been in it for a long time, so she's definitely telling you the truth, not to, be a Debbie Downer or to scare you. But, when people recognize talent and recognize, a cash cow, they take the opportunity to try to get in. So you have to be very, very careful and mindful of who you associate with and who you allow to, come into your camp and make promises that they're not going to keep or that, they're not going to produce with and things like that. So it's kind of the old adage, the same people that you get up with, you stay up with. You don't drop your team off when you get to the top and start over because your fall is going to come really quick because, ain't no love in the industry. And we definitely want to see you hang around there a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. That, connecting it to what you just said, if people that don't humble themselves, they will fall quickly. And that reminded me of a scripture that I read Jesus is like, those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And it all makes sense. So that, I mean, that, you know, comment that you just made is reminding me of that scripture.
Hey, there it is.
Always stay humble because, you know, I'm only human, and in any good things that come my way, I always look at it as a blessing. And I never put myself over others, you know. I always just take it as a blessing and keep going.
Well, you keep that. Keep that hardworking attitude. Keep that mentality. It gets more difficult as you go higher and higher, but I promise you, if you keep that, you know, you just want to, you know, you want to give back, then you're going to continue to receive. So keep that mentality, honey, and I promise you, can't fail. But really quickly, we're going to do something pretty much unprecedented. Have we ever done this before, guys? We're going to replay something of yours. I don't think we've ever done a twofer on anybody, but we like. Not lies on me so much. I think we had a vote. It's a general consensus. We want to hear it again. I think this is the first time we've ever double played anything like that on our show.
Oh,
so you're first. You're first. So we're going to do it again. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We've never done that.
Yeah, it's a good song.
And also, this will be the first time we ended the first segment of our show with somebody's song too. So you done broke two records.
Yeah, girl, look here. You got to send us some checks or something. Look, we got to get some. Cause, yeah, I'm kidding. This is again. Sometimes it's just you know. Sometimes it's just things go the way your way, and definitely it's worth it. So. Here's to you.
Thank you so much. Hey, I want this go. So you guys just helped me make history.
Y'all, George, y'all put the picture up too. Y'all put it back up. Let the people
y'all
see.
Yep.
Hey. There's the portrait. There she is.
Hey.
Pearl necklace.
Girl. And her pajamas. We can't see the heels, but she got her. What is it? Yeah, Ermine? I don't know.
Oh, what picture is that?
Let's get it. You've got on a pink, minkish type deal with you're biting something, some pearls. And I'm only assuming you got your stilettos on underneath. Yeah. She said, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. See, right there. It's busted.
I have a black dress. This white.
Yeah. She remembers. She remembers the picture. She remembers that shoot. Yeah. I ain't gonna tell. That's between you and me and all my friends. I ain't telling.
Well, I don't play about my pearls, you know.
I'm not in that. I'm too young to hear that. I'm not in that.
George, you got the song,
Tina? Right. Let's do it.
Without further ado, here we go.
Again.
Let me give you a taste. making hits. I'm here just counting my blessings. Keep your eyes on me. All eyes on me. I got a million people that's watching. So let them keep watching, cause I'm high. I've been lifted to the sky. I'm feeling so divine. I know they watching me, but I got my eyes on the prize. Say I'm high. I've been lifted to the sky. They gon' think I belong to my mind. I know they watching me, but I got my eyes on the prize. All eyes on me. Yeah, yeah. 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 On me.
Yeah, yeah.
On me.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your eyes on me.
All right, all right. All eyes on me. I love that song.
Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate it.
You are so welcome, ZB Benton. You have an amazing artist.
You guys are the first radio station to play their record. The first ones to do it. So we're going to give you props when it take off. You're going to probably be there when we get an award or something. We're going to bring you to the table and hang out with it.
Yes, thank
that'll
you
work.
So much.
All right.
Well, I can tell you that we also stream live on Beagle Live, and we have over 1,000 people listening to you right now. So, and people are sending hearts, and God has said that that's a nice song. So, yeah, so you've got a large
thank
audience.
Oh, wow, thank you so much. Thank you. I love you guys so much. Thank you. I can't thank you enough.
You're very welcome.
So, only way to go from here is up. So it's going up, you guys. It's going up.
Most definitely. Definitely.
Hey, Crystal,
well,
do you guys have any clubs?
Ahead of you.
Crystal, do you guys have any clubs out there to play R&B and hip-hop that we could do a show out there?
In Arizona?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
Mhm. Yeah, we do.
See if we do
we have
something
tons
up.
Of clubs here. Yeah, we have tons of clubs here.
Oh, it's on there. It's on. It's on.
And we got them here. We got them here in Kansas City too. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Turn the thing. We about to bring the noise.
We can make it happen.
Yeah, we got.
What we about
they've
to do? We about
in
to
West Palm. Guys.
Yeah, that's a possible obstacle. You know, we got that big show. We got a big show coming up in West Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah, we're gonna have some artists on the stage. Yeah, we're gonna have some artists on the stage.
It's your
so.
Show. If you got a
yeah.
show.
Yeah, it'll be the first show that's sponsored by CB and the Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to get on that show.
Yeah, it's April 2nd.
April the 2nd?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
2020.
You guys got a flyer for it?
We're
not
actually
yet.
We're going to put one together here pretty soon. But we just had a meeting about all that. And we're getting some things in line. As soon as we get a couple things in line, then we're going to go ahead and put the advertising out, start advertising it, pumping it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We down. Y'all support us, we'll support you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Let's
thank
get
you.
This money together.
All right now. I'll it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and thank you so much for, you know, introducing your music and just giving us such a wonderful, wonderful treat tonight. This has been great. I love your songs, especially All Eyes on Me. I think you should come out with that one first because that kind of introduces you. It's like hello world, I'm here. You know what I mean? Because you want all eyes on you. And I like
It reminds me, it reminds me of Tupac's album called All Eyes on Me, but it's a girl singing the song called All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
I want to ask, has anyone ever heard another female that sang All Eyes on Me, like that came up with a song called All Eyes on Me?
Like, not that
it's
I,
a real song.
It's not mainstream, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not that I know of, no.
Right.
Because I just thought about that. I mean, I heard, you know, guys rapping, like, All Eyes on Me, but that's, you know, it's inspiration. It's just like,
Oh, no, I was going to say, plus, you know, just the context of yours is so different that I think any and everyone can relate to it, you know, and just the beat, the song itself is such a groove. I only hate that it's only 2 minutes long. Other than that, I really like it.
Oh,
and shit. That's all. I just wanted to play it for a long time, so I'm at the work.
Hit me deep, shit.
Oh, Goddess Ambigo says that she likes all of your songs and that you remind her of Idina Howard.
Damn.
Oh, nice.
I done met Idina now. That's boy, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
So I said, thank you. Nice.
Yes, definitely being well received. So that's a good sign. They don't have it. And it's one thing with Vigo, when we stream live on Vigo, people from all over the world are on Vigo and they come to my live. So, you know, there are people from the Philippines listening to you right now. There are people from the UK listening to you right now. So they seem to like your music.
Thank you so much. I want to keep making, like I said, I want to keep making good music, and if it feels right to me, that's what I go with. You know, hop on all the, like, everything that's trending right now. You know, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To do your own thing and start. That's the true meaning of a trendsetter. Like, be your own trendsetter, because that's the definition of being you. You don't want to, you know, do something that everybody else is doing, or have a style just because somebody else has it, or, you know, just following the trend. Like, you know, be that person that stands out. Be the person that that go with what you feel comfortable with, not just because everybody else is doing it, but go with what you feel comfortable with.
Right.
So I like to make that right to me, and at the same time, that's relatable, but I don't try to be like, okay, well, this sound is out right now, and this is what all the artists is jamming to right now, so let me do this. No, it sounds good. That's what I'll write to.
There it is.
Well, once again, thank you guys again. Thank you so much. And you have an open invitation to call in anytime. We air every Wednesday as a midweek motivator. Here on Blog Talk, which soon we'll be looking for a new platform. But anyway, so feel free to call in whenever we, when I make the flyers for the show each week, I'll make sure that I give you guys one, and then you can see what our topics are. And if you want to weigh in on the topic, definitely feel free to give us a call, and we will definitely implement your songs into our rotation. So we'll definitely play your music on our station.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you.
You're welcome, Shaylee. It's been a pleasure talking to you. It's been a joy. You are awesome. And if our listeners want to know more about you, go ahead and drop your social media site so they can check you out and come follow you.
Yes, you can catch me on Instagram, moonchild_Shay. Again, that's moonchild_Shay, Shay. And go ahead and follow me on Instagram and show some love to your gals. And I look forward to bringing more great content to play and just doing the best that I can and just, you know, giving you great music and great entertainment along the way.
All right.
So, on there, you follow my journey and get to know me more. And we got this. We got this, you guys.
Yes. Most definitely. All right, guys, go ahead and say your thing.
All right, y'all. We've been rocking. It's been a great one. We'll definitely catch you on the next go around. Be easy.
Take care, you guys. Much love. Peace and love. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love to you as well. Thank you, guys. Okay, George?
Yep, yep. So you always know where I go. Peace, love, and everything.
You always say that. All right. Thanks, everyone, for rocking out with us tonight. Hopefully you've been enjoying CB and the Boys if you just joined us. You've been listening to CB and the Boys. We air every Wednesday as your midweek motivator, offering you music, talk, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So hopefully you got that tonight. But we're not done yet. So those of you who are watching us on Beagle Live, Facebook, and YouTube, stay tuned. We're about to go into our after show. And those of you who are just listening to Blog Talk, you can also catch the playback on iHeartRadio. And we are happy and proud to announce that we are now a part of Apple Podcasts. So now we have a whole new platform so you guys can enjoy and catch the show. And also, as always, like us and subscribe on our YouTube channel, our Blog Talk radio channel, as well as our iHeartRadio channel, and now our Apple Podcast channel. And just look us up under CB and the Boys, and you'll find us and check us out, like us, and subscribe. Your love and support mean the world to us, and we will see you next week, same time, same station, here on Blog Talk Radio, Beagle Live, Facebook, YouTube, iHeartRadio. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And remember, if you can believe it, achieve it. So believe in yourself. Remember, every great journey starts with what? Taking that first step. Don't ever be afraid to take the first step. And above all things, love yourself. Remember, true love starts with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, how do you expect someone else to love you or you to have the opportunity to love someone else? So above all things, love yourself and believe in yourself. We believe in you. We love you. Your love and support mean the world to us. Like us and subscribe on all of our platforms, and we will see you next week. And to take us out, as always, one of my favorite groups, BTS, and is their latest song, Permission to Dance. So everybody, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you next week. This is CB, signing off for CB on the Boys.
Esta tarde p.m. when your heart's just like a drum, beating louder with no way to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John and to that feeling which is getting started.
When the night gets colder and the rhythm's got you falling behind, dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. Did you say?
Fire life.